Good morning. Grinding away.
Yeah, I was going to say, we imagine you guys are in major work mode, given that you're flying tomorrow, right?
Yes. Take off tomorrow for St. Louis.
Why don't we start with this whole short week thing? And I don't know, I think you were asked this yesterday, but now that you're 2 days into it, is it somehow, in some way, a plus for you guys to just be moving right onto the Rams game and forgetting the last 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, it's good to be out here working and putting together a game plan. You know, last year we had a tough loss against Minnesota, and then went on the road from Minnesota right to Youngstown, and then to New York, and now to be, you know, coming off of a tough loss, going right back into the game week. I guess there's, you know, it is, it's what we're faced with, and our guys are attacking it with, you know, great team spirit.
And how much does this mean you guys kind of cut down your analysis of the Seahawks game because you need more time to prepare for the Rams? Or did you still do a full analysis of the Seahawks game like you normally would and assimilate it into what you do this week?
We got, yeah, right onto the Rams. And as coaches, we did an analysis of the Colts game, and then but you gotta get going on to the next game. I mean, really, every one day is like 2 days when you play a Thursday game. You know, you treat your Monday like it's a Monday and a Tuesday. Today, this Tuesday, like it's a Wednesday and a Thursday, and tomorrow like it's a Friday and a Saturday, and then you play on Thursday. You know, it's one day is really got to get 2 days worth of work in.
Yeah, I guess that bringing back the old two-a-days. One day is 2 days is like a two-a-day. There you go.
Yeah, that's very, very much what we're faced with.
Hey, just quickly, so on the Colts film, so you mentioned you guys did your analysis. So what did you guys see that you can share with us about Colin Kaepernick and his inability to find people open? That, you know, the TV broadcast did any number of freeze frames showing your receivers not open. Is that what you guys saw also? And what measures can you take to address it?
Well, not without going into a, you know, full analysis here on a radio show. you know, you look at it, you know, first every guy looks at, you know, what can you do that you're not doing? What are you doing that maybe you shouldn't be doing? And you look for improvement as a coach. You know, you're talking to a coach now, so you're trying to put the players in positions where they have better opportunities, you know, to make plays. And that's and I think every guy is looking at that and how they can affect the outcome and have a better result, because you know, you do not like the result when you don't win.
And Coach, just a more offensive question, just about the ground game. Frank Gore had the good first half, didn't really get the work in the second half. And we've just been talking about the identity of your team, which it seems has always been a run-first kind of approach. And I'm just wondering if that identity is still in place for you and your team at this point as a run-first kind of team.
Well, we've always wanted to be a team that does both well. You know, runs the football effectively and throws it effectively. That's what we've always strived for, and we'll continue to do so.
Okay. Well, obviously, that's going to be a concern going forward, is getting that run game going. I also talk about concerns. This injury list is something else. Nnamdi Asamoah and Patrick Willis did not practice. Limited were names like Navarro Bowman, Anthony Davis, Vernon Davis, who missed the game for the first time since 07, Ray McDonald, Justin Smith, Kyle Williams. I mean, these are critical, critical guys. Can you address this injury situation? Is it the primary concern right now for your team? Is this almost crisis mode with the amount of key guys you have hurt?
No, it's not crisis mode. No, you know, our guys are strong. They're resilient. They will be ready to play, and we'll attack it. That's the way our guys are, and that's how we will forge forward.
Should we presume that Asamoah and Willis not practicing means they will not play Thursday?
It's day to day, but you know, we'll see how today goes. I mean, I wouldn't start presuming too much.
And then that, I guess, the sort of the same question on Vernon Davis. Boy, him being gone seemed to affect Kaepernick so much. It's like he didn't have his guy, you know, that is such a big play guy, and it seemed to affect a domino effect on all your receivers. You know, can he come back from that injury and play Thursday?
He can. You know, that's a possibility. We'll see, you know, how he responds to treatment, how he responds to workouts, and he's working very hard at it. You're talking about a very, very one of the, you know, the strongest guys we got. So we'll see how he responds today, Murph. And as far as our team will stand strong. And today's a new day. It's the next day, and new day, and we're working at it, and we're getting excited to play. You know, motivated to go back out there and play and win. That's where our team is.
Yeah, and there you go. So looking at the Rams,
and I know you. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of dirt flying and screaming and yelling and you know, sometimes you just gotta stand on the battlefield and not hear it and do what your mission is, and that's the way we're attacking the day.
There you go. Okay, and so when you're facing the Rams again, I mean, you guys had two tough ball games with them last year. Tell us about some of the things they do that challenge your defense, some of the things they do well, or some of the things you're focusing in on this short week, and how to prep your defense to take on this this Rams team you had trouble with last year.
Well, I mean, they're an excellent football team. It starts with an outstanding quarterback. They have you know, very good receivers defensively. They're outstanding up front. Excellent front seven. Aggressive secondary. Every week, I mean, you get that challenge, and this will be no different. But you know, our guys are strong and resilient and ready to go.
Well, you as a coach yourself, who's had a lot of success, you must have great admiration for Jeff Fisher and his career, and you must have had encounters with him throughout your career. In fact, you guys were teammates, right, in Chicago?
No, we were not teammates in Chicago.
Oh, missed each other by a couple of years, I guess. My bad.
A year or two, yeah. He had retired by the time I started playing in 87.
So, but going against,
but I have great respect for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be like a chess match. You know, each guy brings a different thing, whether it's Pagano or Carroll or McCarthy. But what does Jeff Fisher present as a veteran coach in the league?
Well, he's an outstanding coach, tremendous track record, and one of the real great defensive minds in football. You know, his teams play fast. They play very aggressive, and you know, a lot of scheme, and it's well coordinated too. So you know, that's our coaches here have been working you know, since the game ended on Sunday, because you know, there is a lot of volume, and it's a lot of volume on a short week to prepare for, and it's a great challenge. It's very stimulating in that regard.
Yeah, it's a good matchup. A couple more minutes here with Jim Harbaugh on Tuesdays. We do it every other Tuesday. 49ers playing Thursday in St. Louis. Don't forget, short week as they take off tomorrow for the Midwest. Colin Kaepernick, you know, Jim, here we go. It's the first real turbulence of his young career. He still hasn't even started a full season, 16 games. I mean, it's amazing what a baby this guy is and what he's accomplished. And yet here he is now, his first back-to-back losses. You know, his stats not what they were the other games, you know. So can you tell us how you're kind of coaching him up and how you feel about his, you know, mental and physical state after these last two losses that seem to have affected him dramatically?
Well, I mean, I don't see the effect dramatically that you're talking about. I mean, he is he's just the way you want him to be. I mean, he is a great competitor, and he's like us. You know, he's not hearing the noise and the bullets flying and the screaming right now. He is concentrating on the game plan. He is preparing for this game, and he's standing strong. And you know, I know the kind of competitor and the winner that he is, and have full confidence in him.
You know, we would be remiss before we let you go, Jim, if we didn't just...
Nobody I'd rather have leading this team than Colin.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously we're all big admirers of his talent, too. Looking forward to him bouncing back Thursday. But we'd be remiss if we didn't just ask you the Aldon Smith question. I know you have plowed it Sunday and Monday, but just to let, you know, to be fair to you and say it, you know, to your ears that we were, at least I publicly said that you shouldn't have played him. I thought it was the wrong message to send sort of the community to the team and all that about responsibility and discipline. There are others who even thought it was not compassionate to play him. It was almost like using him sort of like to cut a corner, cut an ethical corner, was mentioned in one media report. When you hear all those things, do you have a reaction? Do you want to counter those theories that are thrown at you that you guys did the wrong thing?
No, I don't. Not looking for, to explain or to justify or looking to win, the story. We did what we felt was best for our team and what we felt was best for, Alden in the long run. And that is, it was disappointing, but yet, we felt like he needed to come to work. We felt like he needed to face his teammates. And then, the hard part, to figure out what's causing this. And I don't think that there's is there anybody that really doesn't want to see that be a good outcome? Is there anybody that doesn't, want that to figure out what's causing this and get it healed? And that's the process we're going through. And, if somebody doesn't respect that or doesn't want that, then, what question their motivations, because I think that's what we want the outcome to be. We want it to be a positive outcome, and we're confident that it will be.
Okay, we'll end it on that, and we will watch you Thursday, and we'll check in next time.
Okay.